Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Stephen, 10 in the morning now, 8:47 here on a Friday morning. Three big things. A new coronavirus bill headed to Kansas governor for her signature, limiting governor's powers during a pandemic. Wichita police arrest two men for allegedly using social media to incite a riot. Both men released from custody. Memorial service for George Floyd in Minneapolis. Three former officers charged in Floyd's death. Three big things, Stephen, Ted on KNSS.
This morning here in the Wichita area, the gasoline prices, midweek, they jumped up a little bit. $1.69 a gallon is where we're at right now here in the Wichita area. That does seem to be kind of the low end. There was one of the major retailers that actually jumped up a little higher than that, but $1.69, easy enough to find out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and hot today with a high of 97 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 72. Saturday, sunny and hot, tomorrow's high 96. Now partly cloudy, east wind at 5 miles per hour, and 76 degrees. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. The U.S. unemployment rate fell to 13.3% in May. And 2.5 million jobs were added, a surprisingly positive reading in the midst of a recession that has paralyzed the economy and depressed the job market in the wake of the viral pandemic. The May job gain suggested businesses have quickly been recalling workers as states have reopened their economies. There has been other evidence that the job market meltdown triggered by the coronavirus has bottomed out. Encouraging results for a possible coronavirus treatment.
This is House Call for Health, an update on the use of blood plasma transfusions in the treatment of COVID-19. Last month, there were cheers as Barbara Sterling was released from a Dallas hospital. She had spent 2 months in the ICU. Her doctors felt she might not survive, but she improved after getting plasma from a recovered COVID-19 patient. Jennifer Allen is the ICU nurse manager.
I'll never forget it. I mean, that'll probably be a very pivotal moment in my career.
A new study supports this treatment approach. The study at Houston Methodist Hospital found that out of 25 critically ill patients who received a plasma transfusion, 19 improved. Importantly, there were no negative side effects. Researchers say the plasma carries antibodies to help patients fight back against the virus. The study is in the American Journal of Pathology. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
At a mixed close on Wall Street yesterday, the Dow closing up 11 points, the S&P down 11, and the NASDAQ down 67 points. It's 8:50 now, Stephen Ted. Make it 8:51 here in Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS. Time for the Wichita Business Update with Wichita Business Journal editor Bill Roy. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal out today. For many Wichita businesses open through the COVID-19 pandemic, it meant a rush on their services and stresses their owners say they were fortunate to have. We talked to owners of several businesses that were very busy over the last 6 weeks. They include hardware and do-it-yourself stores, bike shops, computer technology businesses. Bicycle peddler co-owner Ruth Holiday says new sales increased and service work is being booked all the way through July. Our company conducted a survey of businesses from around the country. 45% of national respondents indicated a large negative effect from the COVID-19 pandemic compared to 33% of businesses in Kansas. 47% of Kansas respondents in the survey reported a moderate negative effect from the pandemic, 41% nationally. 15% of Kansas businesses indicated little or no effect from COVID-19. That compares to 10% for companies across the United States. And this week we spend 10 minutes with Wichita City Councilmember Brandon Johnson. He says the current response to the death of George Floyd is the first time he's seen such a diverse group of individuals stand up to condemn this type of act. He's cautiously optimistic that conditions in the U.S. will improve. He says while Wichita doesn't have the depth of issues we see in bigger cities, we're not perfect. He says access to capital is a key issue within the African-American community. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, and you have two daughters, right?
Right.
Did you ever play the game Stitchopoly?
Stitchopoly? No, I don't think we did.
Well, where have you been?
Well, I guess so.
This is like Monopoly, only it's about sewing and thread and needles and stuff like that, okay?
Oh, well, as much as I like to sew, I can't believe I haven't participated in that yet.
I was going to say, that should be right up your alley. But my wife and two of our granddaughters, the twins, Mary and Jocelyn, spent the afternoon yesterday playing Stitchopoly. Now, these girls are 13 years old, and you know why they would want to do this with their grandmother all afternoon, I have no idea, but... there you go. They had a ball.
They probably had a good time.
They had a great time. They're in there laughing and giggling. I'm trying to take a nap, of course.
Hey, quiet down. Yeah. You're not even part of it. And they called you out on social media.
Yeah, they made fun of me on social media because I don't play Stitchopoly, okay? A lot of things that, you know, I don't do. Anyway, there you go.
I am intrigued, though. How do you move around? Is there a board and you move around? And
I wasn't in there. I don't know. Yeah, it's like a Monopoly board. But I guess you charge rent when you land on the wrong needle or thread or something. I don't know.
Okay, there you go.
Stitchopoly. Wow. Of course, there are themes of Monopoly. What are some of them? Tenders of Wichita? Wichitopoly?
Well, there was. Decades ago.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Really? Okay.
Anything you can think of, pretty much. They've got a version for
you know
it.
What we ought to do?
Harry Potter.
We ought to come up with the Steve and Ted Monopoly game. And you can have
that'd
you
be
know,
good.
If you land on Bill Roy, you have to go back to the front or something like that.
Go to jail immediately.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. You get a traffic ticket because you didn't listen to Jad Chambers doing traffic.
Yeah, Steve McIntosh. It's his traffic ticket. Go to jail.
I'm inventing this thing on top of my head. That's pretty good, huh?
Boy, you've got some good ideas there.
Great ideas. Today is National Donut
Day. Charlie Koch's house is Boardwalk.
It's not
maybe,
bad.
Maybe Bill Roy's house is.
Yeah, Bill Roy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, your neighborhood, you're out near 119th West, aren't you? Somewhere?
Well, I'm 21st and Ridge.
So. Oh, no, you're not there. Okay. Well, anyway, I was at a friend's house last night where several of my buddies and I got together, and he has what the best man cave in West Wichita, but then he went and extended it out, put a new floor out in front of it, you know, and it put a big roof over the top of the extension. And so now it's not a man cave anymore. We're calling it the Pavilion.
Nice.
So we were sitting around there listening to the ball game from on KFH of the World Series College World Series with Mike Kennedy. Listen to that and having a couple of pizzas last night. Not bad out there in West Wichita.
That's a pretty good evening right there.
We call it the Rod Satchel Memorial Pavilion.
Memorial, even though he's still with us.
Yeah, well,
that's interesting terminology.
Do that. All right. Thank you, guys. Coming up top of the hour, 9 o'clock, more charges filed in the death of George Floyd. That story at 9 o'clock this morning. Here on KNSS. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS Wichita, 76 degrees.
Hi, I'm Jim Bowers with Bowers Plumbing.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!